Death can take many things from us, but it can never take our love or memories away. They grow even more precious in time. So our fifth candle is the candle of memory, and I would invite Becky Beinberg, a student of the Midwifery Education Program, to light the candle of memory and then speak.
The great humanist Mahatma Gandhi once said, "I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again." For those of you present today, the meaning of Gandhi's words applies and transcends a singular kindness to a human being. You are a vital link in a selfless gift to humanity. No one knows exactly how the knowledge gained from the education program in anatomy will contribute to life in the future, but we know with absolute certainty that without your gift and the learning associated with it, the light of knowledge would shine less brightly. That is a magnificent legacy, and we in the Midwifery Education Program humbly acknowledge with gratitude in today's service the generosity of spirit you represent. Every year in September, the McMaster Education Program in Anatomy provides the opportunity to a new crop of students to go beyond the visual, two-dimensional textbook images, to have direct tactile and spatial experience of the inner workings of our bodies, and that does nothing less than reaffirm the awesomeness and fragility in each of us. From the smallest cell to the largest organ, we become privy to the wonder of how everything connects in the human body to function as intricately and precisely as it does. By spring, the season of rebirth, students have come to a deeper appreciation of your quiet generosity, born of the profound depths of your personal loss. Young minds have been awakened, inspired, and altered, and it genuinely marks the beginning of a deeper understanding of the ineffable connection between the body and spirit that is life. How appropriate it is, therefore, that this service takes place in the spring of every year. We all hope that this renews for you the memories of your loved ones and a sense of the higher purpose of which Gandhi spoke. Students in many disciplines derive benefit from the program and will put that knowledge into practice in numerous ways. Our skills will reach beyond geographical and cultural boundaries as we carry the confidence and compassion born of such an intimate and profound experiential learning opportunity. And always, those of us privileged enough to have had access to this strong and distinguished educational foundation can only accord those, you, who made it possible, the greatest respect. The strength, courage, and magnitude of the generosity of such a gesture is almost unfathomable. Through our work in the program, it comes to us that you have turned sadness, grief, and loss into something positive and vibrant that reverberates through the personal and professional lives of so many. That spirit and love ripples in waves of benefits, first to those of us directly impacted with new knowledge and appreciation, and onwards through us to the people we will care for in our personal and professional lives. Let me assure you that our appreciation of your decision to support the program never crosses the line of seeing the individual, as their souls are most assuredly not in our hands. We know that your loved ones help us to gain the knowledge to be confident, capable, and compassionate providers, but the greater part of who they were lives in the empowering spirit of the profound act itself. And it is truly the affirmation of a life's worth and its divine spark. Studying midwifery, I'm privileged to observe the way that new life forms and develops in our cells, tissues, and organs. And it is no less a privilege to see the delicate balance in which our health and lives are held once a life has ended. One is simply filled with awe at the design of the body and of the mystery and beauty of what brings life to our physical cells. You have made this possible through your gift. It moves us greatly to contemplate the relationship of the physical to the spiritual, to confront profound questions of what it means to be alive. The gift of life, like the gift of a body, spurs us to examine what is important, how we make our way in the world, and what we can contribute to humanity. Our thanks go to each and every one of you and your families for the way in which you have extended life beyond mortality, and for giving our students the opportunity to take that gift forward through our professional roles in our service to humanity.